Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Bless your holy name.
to be called into your presence. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of the God, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the steps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like white wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass that burns in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength, in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be thereafter. The mystery of the in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou serve are the seven churches. Revelation chapter 1. Almighty God, Abba Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Almighty God, you are worthy of the praise and the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of the whole of your holiness. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Almighty God, we adore you. We enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. We thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh God, we thank you for our children in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord, for the ministers. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers. Lord, we bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory, oh God. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that gave us strength from day to day, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We praise you for the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Father God, we thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And so we give you the honor and glory. Jesus, we thank you for the sacrifice you made for us on the cross. We bless your name. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God. You are great. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. So, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of all our sins. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we ask for mercy of our children, mercy of our grandchildren, mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy of our spouses, mercy of our siblings and our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, oh God, your mercies are new every morning. And oh Lord, we ask you to rain down your mercy, oh God, upon each and every one of us, oh God. Oh, rain down your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy upon us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. The blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We praise you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that washed away our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for the ultimate sacrifice you made on the cross for us. So, Lord, we just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, guide us, and protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the holy angels that are assigned, oh God, to this prayer service, holy angels that are assigned to our lives as individuals, holy angels assigned to this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, send your holy angels to be with us. Send your holy angels to guide us and protect us in the name of Jesus. And do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Lord, make us your flaming fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make us your flaming fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make us your flaming fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, breathe in our atmosphere. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in the prayer service, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us in that spiritual space that the Lord has ordained for this ministry. Breathe, release a fresh breath, Holy Ghost. Release a fresh breath in our homes. Release a fresh breath in our dwelling places. Release your fresh breath upon us. Holy Spirit, give us CPR. Holy Divine, give us CPR. Holy Spirit, resuscitate us by your breath, Holy Ghost. Resuscitate us by your breath, Holy Spirit, that we will walk by the flesh, we will walk by the Spirit, and not by flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive. Oh, we are totally and completely dependent on you. In the name of Jesus, oh, we are dependent on you. Teach us to do the will of God. Lead us, guide us into all truth. Teach us what to say and what not to say. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we are dependent on you. We turn our lives over to you, Holy Ghost. We turn our lives over to you. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Let the streams of God's holy river flow in our homes. Flow in our homes, the streams of God's holy river. Flow in our homes, flow around this altar this morning. Father, we need a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you. We need you every minute, every hour, every second. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, possess us, our spirit man. Take preeminence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. And we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God. In the beauty of your holiness. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man will see the face of God. So, Father, we want to see you when we finish our divine assignment. We want to be with you. Holy Spirit, after we finish our assignment, our divine assignment on this earth. So teach us to love. Teach us how to forgive one another as you forgive us. Holy Spirit, we need you. Teach us how to walk by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Order our steps. Oh God, order our steps, oh God. Show us the path to take and the path not to take. We pray for strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus, be made perfect in our weakness, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father, move in our midst, Holy Ghost. Touch each and every one that's listening now. And the ones that will listen at another time. Touch each and every one, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Give us revelation. Bring this word forth. Give us understanding, O God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we just want to bless you. And praise you. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you, Lord, for the fresh wine, the fresh oil. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. And we bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. We give God the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Yesterday, we were speaking about spiritual embargo. And I think I went over a few points about spiritual embargo yesterday. And the Lord placed it. I know we're supposed to be preaching about joy. But the Lord led me to talk about spiritual embargo. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And so I went over a few things yesterday. Hallelujah. And we got who the Son has set free is what is free indeed. God does not want us to be under those things. Let us pray before I get into the word. Holy Spirit. Totally dependent upon you. In the name of Jesus, let me not speak not in my words or in my knowledge. I have no words. I have no knowledge of my own. Let me speak in the word, in the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. I surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Kings. As we go through the spiritual, but let me, excuse me a minute, hallelujah. Okay, let me say, an embargo will place limitation on you. That means you cannot go forward. The embargo comes on families. I spoke to you about sometimes the family, the women will be barren, or sometimes they will not marry early. It's just those are generational embargo. Then we got embargo that comes on because of sin. In our lives, we have that too because of sin in our lives, and that is we have to pray and ask God for mercy if we have an embargo because of sin. Now, there's another kind of embargo that the Lord is speaking about right now. That embargo is a destiny embargo, because sometimes the Lord himself will place an embargo on our lives. And sometimes we think it's the enemy, but it's not the enemy when the Lord does it himself. And sometimes when the Lord does these embargoes, it's to purify us so that we can go through these processes. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And then we'll go through a process where the Lord is refining us. Hallelujah. The Lord is refining us when we go through those things. What example I can give you? When we look at Joseph, okay, the brothers thought that they were doing this, putting Joseph in a pit, and they thought all the time they were doing this to hurt Joseph. But as the story goes, Joseph went for the pit to Potiphar's house, to the prison, and from the prison to the palace. And this is why when his brothers went there, he said to them, God did it, did this, allow these things to happen so that the nation of Israel can be preserved. So you remember Pharaoh had dreams, and Joseph were able to interpret this dream, not in his own power, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that was an embargo by God, and Joseph went through all the different changes. But the Lord was with him in everything, from the pit to Potiphar's house. He had favor from Potiphar's house to the prison, favor, and then from prison to the palace. But this was an embargo ordained by God, because we see that the nation was reserved. They had food to eat. And God did tell Abraham that the children of Israel will go into slavery for 400 years and then come out. So when we look at that, we look at that embargo. That's another embargo now, because it's prophetic. That is a prophetic one God made, God did. Hallelujah. He prophesied to Abraham what would happen to the children of Israel for 400 years. So it's something that was ordained by God. So the children of Israel again stayed in Egypt for that time, and the Egyptians whipped them, took advantage of them, and they couldn't move forward because God had not ordained for them to move forward. And as we look at the story, we see that Moses, God had chosen Moses to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. So that is one that the Lord ordained. But then there are some, and then we look at Job. We've been studying Job. Job was some, you remember Satan went there and told God and said, didn't you have a hedge of protection around Job, so I cannot touch you, but remove your head and Job will, your hedge and Job will curse. But Job went through all those things. That was ordained by God. I'm giving you some examples so you can know that some things in our lives are not witchcraft. Some are ordained by the Lord, prophetic. And that's why the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. So that's one. And then an embargo too, like the walls of Jericho, the people were afraid in that area. So there was a gate and they were afraid, and within that walls were a lot of great wealth. And then the house that they went to, who was Rahab the prostitute, she is in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, fear not. There's a time limit on everything. There's an expiring date, and that is by when God says, I have the keys of David. When I open a door, no man can shut it. And when I shut a door, no man can open it. What I want us to do this morning, before we go further, in the name of Jesus, because when we begin to pray these prayers, I do not want you to get counterattacked because of the prayers that we're going to pray. So what I want you to do this morning, in wherever you are, touch me, O Lord, and know my heart. Touch me, O Lord, and know my heart, and take away anything that is not holy and does not bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we come once again and repent in the name of Jesus. Wash us. Let us be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, the first prayer point. And I'm just going to do prayer point. And next week we will do fasting and praying. And I will go into the depths of it. So everybody who the sun sets free can be free indeed. My Father, every chain limiting my destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. My Father, Abba Father, Almighty God, every chain limiting my destiny, break by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Abba Father, Almighty God, every chain limiting my destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, my Father, Abba Father, every chain limiting my destiny, break by the Holy Ghost fire. Every chain of Abba Father, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, limiting my husband's destiny, break forth, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Break in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, my Father, every chain limiting my husband's destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Abba Father, every chain limiting, oh God, Tina's destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every chain limiting El's destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Pray for your children, my brothers and sisters. Begin to pray. Call their names. My Father, every chain limiting God, my children. Destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Abba Father, every chain, Almighty God, limiting Ricky destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every chain limiting Crystal's destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every chain limiting my grandchildren's destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every chain limiting my destiny, every chain limiting my husband's destiny, every chain limiting Tina's destiny, every chain limiting Al's destiny, every chain limiting Ricky's destiny, every chain limiting Crystal's destiny, every chain limiting my grandchildren's destiny, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus, every power in my Father's house holding me captive be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every power in my Father's house holding me captive be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. We are talking about biological father. In the name of Jesus, every power in my biological, your father's house, holding me in captives, be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every power in my husband's father's house, holding him captives, be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every power, oh God, in our Father's house, calling us captive, be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we pray for the children. In the name of Jesus, every power, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in Crystal L and Ricky Father, holding up them captive, be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every power, oh God, in Tina's father's house, holding her captive, be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every power in Tina's father's house, holding her captive, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every power in my husband's father's house, holding him captive, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every power in my father's house, holding me captive, be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every power in my grandchildren's father's houses, holding them captives, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And we're going to pray. Dear God, I command every embargo on glory, on my glory be lifted now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. When there's embargo place, no one to see the glory of God. There's no favor. They cannot see it. So we want, every embargo on glory be lifted now by fire in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, I command every embargo on glory be lifted now by fire. Embargo on the glory of the Lord resting upon my life. Embargo, oh God, that people will not experience the glory of God in their lives. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we come against ancestral embargo. In the name of Jesus, we cancel, we destroy every ancestral embargo, oh, against our lives. We destroy every generational embargo against our lives, against our children's lives, against our grandchildren's lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, every power that stopped our parents in the past, you are powerless over our lives and destiny, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, destroy every work of darkness, every spirit, oh God, every embargo that was placed on our lives, on our children's lives, on their destinies, be destroyed through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Every financial embargo placed upon our lives, be destroyed in the name of Jesus by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every financial embargo placed on our lives, be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every financial embargo placed on this ministry, be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every embargo placed on financial embargo placed on Christ's life, be destroyed by the fire, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father God, loose us, oh God. Set us free from financial embargo in the name of Jesus. Father God, you paid the price on the cross in the name of Jesus. So we come again, not by might or power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. We come against, oh, financial embargo in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let your holy angels arrest those spirits right now and send them to the bottomless pit of hell. And we pray for divine open doors right now in the name of Jesus. Let the key of David open the doors, oh God, for divine increase in the name of Jesus. Let the key of David open the doors for enlarging our territories in the name of Jesus. Let the key of David open the doors of taking us from faith to faith, taking us from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Every satanic embargo against our health, we break loose against our children's eyes. We break loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every embargo against our marriages, we break loose we destroy, we coming forth in the name of Jesus. Immigration embargo. Yeah, the word of God, the children of God is coming through in the name of Jesus. We break loose in the name of Jesus. Every embargo keeping us slothful that we cannot study and read the word of God that keeps us in stagnant. We break loose from stagnant right now in the name of Jesus. From the embargo of sadnesses, from the embargo of being slothful, we break loose now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our strength. We hunger and thirst after you, O God, after your righteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thirst for you. We thirst for you. In the name of Jesus, we break ourselves loose from every emotional embargo. We break ourselves loose right now in the name of Jesus. We break our children loose from every emotional embargo. We break our spouses loose from every emotional embargo in the name of Jesus. Who the Son set free is free indeed in the name of Jesus. We declare the heavens open in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are walking under an open heaven. No more turning back in the name of Jesus. Who am I saying? Jesus, because of things that we have done, because of sin in our lives, sometimes you place an embargo because of sin. But Lord, we ask for mercy and we pray for open doors right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, any embargo placed on this ministry, oh God, we break loose. Placed on the prayer line, we break loose. Limiting us from moving forward, we break loose to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Any embargo placed on the magazine, we break loose to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the I Am magazine in the name of Jesus. We call forth, O God, the holy angels of God to take this magazine to the north, south, east, and west in the name of Jesus. Every publication that comes out, let it be an overflow in the mighty name of Jesus. An overflow, oh God, you gave us the content of right. Oh yeah, my son, let people be inspired, oh God, encouraged and exhorted, oh God, and even chastised, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yekuria must say, the children of Israel, the children of Almighty God, we are God's sons and daughters. We are coming through. Enough is enough. We destroy every satanic altar that they use to make those embargoes. We utterly destroy them, not by might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, every satanic altar that may have our names, our picture, our children's names on it, in the name of Jesus, we stand null and void in the name of Jesus. Null and void in the name of Jesus. Yekuria must say, unrighteous decree prayed against us. Unrighteous decree prayed against my husband. Pray against my children. We cast to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Yekuriamase, every embargo placed on our inheritance in the name of Jesus. Yekuri, we break loose. We break loose in the name of Jesus. Yekuriamase, in the name of Jesus. Uriya Satarakaya Mase, embargo placed on education. We break loose right now in the name of Jesus. We declare open heavens. Uriya Sadaku Ye Mugu Yekuria Sandaria Kuria Mase. Uriya Maseteria Kuramaseteria Kuria Maseteria Ku. So we destroy in the name of Jesus every satanic embargo, seen and unseen, known and unknown, even the ones that we have not called their names yet, we destroy to the resurrection power that is in the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, we bind all the spiritual attendants enforcing these embargo. We bind them by the power of Almighty God. We call forth Archangel Michael, special warrior forces, to bind these spirits and their cohorts and release them in the fire of the in the brimstone fire in hell. Let it be the highest flame, O God. In the name of Jesus, we will fulfill our purpose. We will fulfill our destiny. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of Almighty God. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Arise and shine, for the light has come. The glory of Almighty God is risen upon us. So, Father God, we thank you for divine open doors of opportunity. We thank you, Lord. Never would have made it without you, O God. Gloria Sandra Yakub. And so, Father God, we pray, O God, we seal this prayer of the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We come against every counterattack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. There shall be no counterattack in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a shield around each and every one of us. You are our shield. You are our strength. You are our all in all. So therefore, Lord, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be with us and guide us. In the name of Jesus, we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for manifestation of your prayers, of our prayers being answered. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For Father, we thank you for the open heavens. We thank you for the empowerment. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus, amen. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriaka. Hallelujah.
His care. This is my passion,
gives beauty for ashes, making his glory known. I wanna tell the reason Christ came to the earth. I wanna tell every woman, every boy, every man and girl. I wanna tell them how he sacrificed, and then tell them why for us he paid the price. I wanna show them that he came that we might see, and then show them that he knows what's best for me. Hey, I wanna show them how I know the man, and how for us his word has a master plan. The master plan. This is my path.